Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, and what a lovely afternoon it is here in Keene, New Hampshire. We've got some really unseasonable warm weather here the past few days. Going to start to cool off, as I understand it, today, and moving on to be a little bit more seasonal for what we expect this time of year. But what a nice foretaste of summer to come. And it's just great having the windows open, and everybody's out and about, and motorcycles are roaring, and people are on their bicycles. I'm watching them. People on their bikes right now, just really enjoying being outside. And if you're not right now enjoying being outside and you're listening to me, welcome. I'm glad you are. There's some things going on in Keene today, an important meeting at the Keene Public Library that started at 11, discussing the 5G tower, 5G ready tower proposal that's up for debate in Keene right now. So that's going on. And as I pulled out, because I live right near the library to come here, saw that there was, that looked like it was, well, there were a lot of cars. And I have an idea that that is what that's about, pretty well attended. So if you didn't know about that, you can always listen to my program later. And someone just emailed me saying, I'm going to be out doing something. How can I want to hear this program. How do I do it? So in the newsletter you get, that has the link to listen to the program. That link exists then forever as a link, well, forever, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. That link will work. It will take you right to that program. You can listen to it whenever you want. So you can't call in. It's not live, but you can certainly do that. So just so everybody knows, that link can be used multiple times, and it will always be there. I am also putting these up on my radio section on my website, wondersroots.org. You can pick those up. So anyway, introducing myself, Rebecca Becky Montrone, grew up here in Keene many moons ago. Becky Wrench and my husband Dale and I, Dale Montrone, who also grew up here many moons ago, are back in town. We've been here for, well, over 10 years. We've been here since late 2009, and we are here, I believe, to stay for the rest of our time here on this planet anyway. And so we have a business on Roxbury Street in downtown Keene called Wondrous Roots. I am an holistic health practitioner with a degree in holistic nutrition, and I see clients regarding all kinds of health issues, and whether it be wanting to stay well and age gracefully and healthfully, or dealing with serious illness and everything in between. I see people of all ages, and you are welcome to reach out to me. Our phone here is 603-439-2603, and you can also reach out to me from wondersroots.org. Go to wondersroots.org, or even shop wondersroots.com, and both of those you can contact me. Messages come to my private email, and I will respond to you. Nobody else sees these, and nobody answers. Have wonderful staff, but I'm the only one who interacts with clients in that way. So again, 603-439-2603. Our open shop door hours are 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I make appointments, private consultation appointments, you know, by appointment. So give me a call. We'll get that on the books as soon as possible. Okay, so last week, what else do I want to say? I don't have to say anything about the studio because I'm not in the studio anymore and any longer. So again, if you have people who listen to this program and aren't aware that we are on the internet and at the same time on Saturdays, 12 to noon, then do let them know how to get in touch. I appreciate it. Last week I was talking, it wasn't the main topic. I was talking about bergamot. And then I got on to methylene blue. And methylene blue was something I'd never heard of until a few weeks ago. One of my clients emailed me asking about it, and she doesn't live locally. And then one who does live locally, like a week later, came in and asked me about it. And I'm like, dear, my goodness, I guess I should be paying attention. And am I glad I did, because this is the most exciting thing in my lifetime. I would say rivals glutathione for its many applications, high dose melatonin. I am the glutathione girl, but for years I've called myself the mitochondriac, and that's because mitochondrial energy is so important to our health in so many ways. And of course, glutathione is one of those. It's a tripeptide we make ourselves in our cells. Most of us don't make enough of it. You've heard me say this if you've listened to me for any time at all, often. And it's amazing. I call it a panacea. Well, I'm going to say that that's the way I feel having done more research about methylene blue. It is absolutely amazing, and I think the ramifications are huge when it comes to overall health in a way that could really set the clock back for many and deal with some of our really tough health issues we have today. For various reasons, we live in a very polluted environment. We were talking with one of my clients this week who has read the book. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but it's about I've featured it many times here, the guy who wrote it, but it's about how electricity, the electrical rainbow or something like that. And this is very, very important regarding how radio frequencies, how electricity influences our health. And it was recognized a long time ago and various ways. And my client I'm talking about wrote a really great letter, for a column, a guest column for a paper he writes for down in Massachusetts. So I'm not going to highlight that until that's been published or then maybe read you a little bit of that. But the invisible rainbow or something like that. But electricity, dirty electricity, things like this that pollute our environment, that make us susceptible to illness. But that just tags on to, now you ramp it up with all of the different things. And we talk about 5G and all of that kind of thing, and non-ionizing radiation and how to protect ourselves from that kind of thing. It's super important. And again, invisible. We see that we see devastation to wildlife in areas related to different electrical systems, and again, that's another great topic for another day. But beyond that, we have a problem with our food supply. We have a lot of things going on when it comes to fertilizers, pesticides, and eating food that is contaminated. Recently, Dr. Joseph Mercola wrote a paper highlighting the way they are injecting animals, and they have been injecting pigs that are killed for us to eat with mRNA, so-called vaccinations. And I'm not saying the COVID vaccine, but the same technology that works very differently than vaccines. The concern is, are we getting this genetic material when we eat those foods? There are a lot of things that we need to protect ourselves from. There are a lot of things we need to do. There are things that we can do. We have to think about ourselves as as an organism, right? Each of us is an organism that we have to protect ourselves from the inside out. We cannot control the things around us very well. Right now, this discussion that's going on, I believe, after the presentation of a film regarding bringing in 5G ready towers into populous places here in Keene and the surrounding areas is, we have to debate. We have to work through our government. We have to see if somebody will agree with us and will protect us when we feel that's important. And, sometimes that might happen. Most often it seems it doesn't. And so what do we do? Do we just say, hey, come at me. Bring on all those enemies in the food. Bring on all the enemies in the water. Let's talk about fluoride one day. Let's bring on all those enemies. In these frequencies that are surrounding us and just have your way. No, we have to say we're going to protect ourselves from within. We have to do it that way. And that's important. And it's really exciting to know that we can do it. I do want to say, if you want to call in, the number here is 563-999-3478, and I will pay attention. Joe has called in twice, the two last programs. I appreciate that, Joe, because you're like trying to make sure that we can call in, and then I don't notice because I'm sitting here, and I have the switchboard is right there, but it doesn't ding or anything, and I'm looking at my material, and it's over to the left. So I have told myself to be more aware and to check there. So give me a call. You can talk about this. You can talk about anything else you want to talk about. But I say here in my newsletter, last week I started talking about methylene blue, something I had not heard of until very recently. And here we have a call. And I saw it immediately. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You're talking about methylene blue. And
yep.
Actually, I've been using methylene blue for like 70 years as a fungicide in my aquariums.
Yes.
To prevent fungus on the eggs that the fish lay. But I never heard of it for...
That is one of its uses, absolutely. In fact, on my website, I just put it up because I now have an ample supply coming in. People have been asking for it. But, yes, that's one of the things they use. And I'm sure you get the regular one that you use for that. With the one that I'm recommending for people is approved for human use, for us to ingest it. But, yeah. That is one of the traditional uses of methylene blue, and that's so funny. You're a riot, because anything I talk about, you've got a mini trampoline in your basement. You've got methylene blue you've been using for 70 years. I love it, Joe. I love it. Yeah.
Well,
so don't drink that one. Don't drink that one.
No, I won't.
Yeah.
But I just placed an order online. Why don't you add that methylene blue to it, if you remember?
Okay. I sure will. I'll remember.
Well,
I'll write it down. Okay. Thank you. And thanks for the call. And and you didn't have
to
email me
and
say, okay, good. I am. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Joe. Have a good day.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye. That's so interesting. Yes. If you go to, I'm going right now to my link because I have to that product. And I have as one of my pictures from their information, it says, versatile medical and health uses, strong antioxidant for medical use, brain performance, stain for general laboratory purposes, use in pharmaceutical, academic research, and industrial labs, and, Joe, use in aquarium for preventing fungal disease. Very, very cool. So interesting. So anyway, learned more about this week. So I say I've been taking it daily for 1 week today and have been recommending it to others. In my opinion, this is as significant as therapeutic as glutathione and melatonin, and unique in its methods of function. The range of use for health is astounding. See the article below. Methylene blue, Swiss Army knife. You know, Swiss Army knife, right? It does everything. I'll be talking about that again today, and then moving on to something that had fallen off my radar when it comes to helping with cancer, and that's IP6 plus inositol, kind of a portion of the B complex, but quite unique when taken therapeutically for cancer. And it's something I have to get back to all the people I'm working with cancer, because, again, it had fallen off my radar. And it was actually John Michael Dumay, who many of you have heard me with on this program, who sent me something about somebody on Twitter saying they had cured their cancer with IP6. So always like to know things that are really cutting edge. We do a lot of work with cancer here, and people generally get better results than they do using mainstream treatment alone. So what does methylene blue actually do? Methylene blue has a fantastic ability of being able to repair damaged tissue, cells, and mitochondria, allowing them to restore proper energy function. Now, again, what are mitochondria? The mitochondria are known as the powerhouses of our cells. We start to make less mitochondrial energy around age 30. That's generally speaking. Some people have issues where they make less mitochondrial energy earlier in life. And there are certain genetic problems that affect mitochondria. They would be considered severe genetic problems. But some of the things that I see when people have low mitochondrial energy are migraine headaches. That's of low mitochondrial energy. It doesn't mean that everybody with low mitochondrial energy is going to develop, or as your mitochondrial energy declines as you age, you're going to develop migraine headaches. But that's just a classic thing there that I use. I address by raising mitochondrial energy with various nutrients. And I'm sure the methylene blue would be a great candidate for that. So I would say, if you are a migraine sufferer, I would just go to trying this, because it's so great for other things. So anyway, as we age, the mitochondria become less efficient. What do the mitochondria do? They take nutrients from our food. They translate it. They convert it into energy. The energy is known as adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. And so anything we can do to keep that going is really a great thing. There are two enzymes involved in the mitochondria. One is CoQ10 and the other, coenzyme Q10, and the other is NAD, which I cannot tell you exactly off my head exactly the long version of that. So some of the things that people do to boost mitochondrial energy are take supplemental CoQ10 and NAD, or something that boosts NAD, like there's a product called Niagen. And that's all well and good. We use glutathione because it works a little bit differently. Glutathione is that strong antioxidant that keeps reactive oxygen species, keeps free radicals from damaging the mitochondria. So, but methylene blue, wow, just knocks my socks off. So it says here, it restores the most proper, organized, and efficient pathway of energy production in the mitochondria, where oxygen and carbohydrate are consumed and ATP, CO2, water are created, CO2, so carbon. It specifically has its effect in the electron transport chain, where it can act as a redox agent, meaning it can reduce itself or oxidize itself wherever necessary. This means that it can donate electrons in the electron transport chain where more electrons are needed, and can receive electrons when there are too many. This is a large component of its reparative effect. By 2010, listen to this, a total of 11,000 studies on methylene blue had been published on PubMed, 11,000 studies by 2010. and the therapeutic effects are well known in the medical research community. Why haven't we heard of it? Why haven't we heard of it? Even like people like me, who I'm a nerd junkie on this kind of stuff. And it's a little embarrassing, but if it does all these things, and we're going to be talking about them. I love this new paper that was sent to me by Jessica, another client of mine, who said, have you heard of this page? And I went there, and that's where the article, Methylene Blue Swiss Army Knife, comes from. But she also said she listened to the recording or the podcast associated with this, which I haven't, which recommends methylene blue nebulized. So that means, you know, added to water and like you would do like an inhaler for asthma, or we did for COVID hydrogen peroxide. So done that way to restore the taste and smell deficit with COVID. So I haven't seen that, but that's really cool. And again, we look at that problem as being a neurological problem. The senses, neurologically based. So this is super, super exciting. So methylene, I had to do another program on this today. I just had to. Broad spectrum methylene blue. So here are top anti-inflammatory. Antioxidant, number two. Antioxidant, capable of lowering oxidative stress and the markers of aging. This is across the board. Don't you love that? Of course, that's what I love. That's Wondrous Roots. This is everything, not just one part of you. This is, again, like glutathione, all of you. So here we have it repairs cellular mitochondrial energy production, again, which phase. It's called the decline of life's energy. This is well known. Short-term, long-term, and working memory improvement. How many people are complaining of that today? And we are compounding the problem with many things that affect people's brain health, including vaccinations, common vaccinations, especially, you know, we talk about giving to, well, we'll talk about giving them to our children, and the aluminum and the formaldehyde and the things that are feeding into, yes, and it's true, whether you think it's misinformation or not, my listeners usually don't, autism, right? Because can't clear those metals fast enough. That's a glutathione problem. ADD, ADHD, all kinds of things like that that affect the brain. We have the elderly population rolling up their sleeves as recommended by the CDC and the FDA and whoever else is out there calling themselves experts and bossing us around for their flu shot and their two pneumonia shots and the yearly and then the shingles shot. And then the whatever else the next thing is. And we're talking here about regular shots. Well, I'm not even talking about the COVID jabs, which are not vaccines, but are also dangerous for the brain. So, we need some restoration here. And for those of us in the know who decline those things, we need to use this proactively, right, to just continue to age healthfully and to enjoy life and to be contributors to our world, to our society, to, to our culture and keep on keeping on. Neuroprotective, so that's, you know, the whole brain, shown to improve depression, anxiety, psychosis, and schizophrenia. Whoa. Shown to improve Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. Talked about that last week. Promotes autophagy, which is the cell's garbage removal system. So there are certain things that are dead. They're going. They need to be taken away. That's autophagy. And that's a big part of keeping the brain clean. The brain clean, of defective cells, right? You have that autophagy going on. I saw last week that it prevents the formation of, it blocks the protein tau, T-A-U, which we know is involved in Alzheimer's disease and in the formation of the neurofibrillary tangles and plaques. You know, there's no, you're going to take a walk for Alzheimer's. You know, you take a walk for Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is, you know, it's horrible. My mother had it. If you've listened to me before, my mother had it at age 49. We started seeing things. She lived with my husband, Dale, and I, and we were her caregivers. And it is a devastating disease. It's nothing to take lightly, but Big Pharma is who we pay when we walk for the cure for breast cancer. When we walk for anything, we are paying into the coffers. Not, we think we're doing it for research because we think everybody is out there. All the scientists are burning the midnight oil to find a cure. No, they're not. They're out there burning the midnight oil to find another pharmaceutical that will be prescribed and not cure. So don't look to the walks and don't look to Big Pharma to give us the answers to cancer, to give us the answers to Alzheimer's disease, to give us the answers to Parkinson's. That's not how Big Pharma works. And Big Pharma is the overseeing entity of the American Medical Association, and that's our healthcare system today. So anyway, it reduces harmful nitric oxide. So people go, oh, nitric oxide. I need nitric oxide. Well, Becky, you talk about stuff that causes you to make nitric oxide, and that's good for you. That's good for your blood pressure. But there's a harmful nitric oxide. My father talked to George Wrench, compound pharmacist. My father talked about this all the time. All the time. And it's nitric oxide synthase, and there's a special name for it, and it's very inflammatory. It's highly, it's a big source of free radical damage. So that's not the form of nitric oxide that we make when we're eating like vegetables like beets and arugula. And vegetables that do that, or when we're taking L-arginine, something like that, increase our production of nitric oxide. This is a different form. It's the harmful nitric oxide. Of course, it's not going to do anything to damage the healthy form of nitric oxide. And a metabolic enhancer. So there you go. Is that your metabolism, your weight, just everything, all of your metabolites. In better shape. This is really cool. It's really earth-shattering. Again, 11,000 studies since 2010 published in PubMed. Who knew? Now, the methylene blue Swiss Army knife, I'm going to open up that piece right now. And the first thing it says, this was written in 2020, is methylene blue is not meant for internal consumption and is intended for research purposes only. Now, that's kind of like the kind of thing you have to sort of say, because in spite of the fact of these 11,000 studies in PubMed, and the therapeutic effects are well known in the medical research community, still, the FDA has only recognized the use of methylene blue for treatment of methemoglobinemia, so this is a certain anemia, urinary tract infection prevention, cyanide and carbon monoxide poisoning, oh, what do you know about that, and treatment of septic shock. For that reason, this product, this author says, is available to purchase for research purposes only, but you will see that's totally not true. In the product that I'm using, and there are many other products out there that are human grade, and that means they don't have formaldehyde. Like, I don't know if what Joe uses in his tank has formaldehyde, because I don't know if you'd want that, you know, for your fish. But the one that they use for staining on lab slides and things like that, that's the lab grade. So anyway, so he says he's providing a list of the things that he would consider to be the marquee benefits of methylene blue, which I just read. But now he's got all of these studies. This one is published in the journal ScienceDaily.com, again found on PubMed. And this is a common antioxidant could slow symptoms of aging in human skin. You know, how many people want that, right? How many how many things, you know, you want facelifts and wrinkles and Botox injections and all of this kind of thing. Methylene blue improved physical, biochemical, and genetic aging markers in experiments with human skin cells and simulated skin tissues. And you have my newsletter, so you can read any of these studies you want to. I'm going to highlight them. I'm going to open up a few of them. But I think this is just really great. So you can see there's many references here. Methylene blue is more toxic to erythro-leukemic cells than to normal peripheral blood mononuclear cells, a possible use in chemotherapy. Quote, our group has shown that methylene blue is capable of inhibiting the in vitro growth of erythro-leukemic cells with multi-drug resistance, MDR. And that's a big problem with chemotherapy because cancer cells, the stem cells in a tumor mass, for example, have what are known as the mother cells, the stem cells, and they have these elaborate pumping systems. So you send chemotherapeutic drugs at them and they're pumping them out as fast as they can. And they require a lot of energy, but that's the problem of the multi-drug resistant cells. And the problem is the longer that cancer survives, the more of the so-called daughter cells become mother cells or stem cells. And it becomes a very more difficult to treat. So I believe another thing I read was that they can add methylene blue to chemotherapy infusions for a better, but we're going to see later on that one of the things that methylene blue does is help prevent against cancer. I would say this is another aspect of its great wellness vitality to us when we ingest it orally, and that is its effect on the formation of cancer. So doesn't this just like thrill you? It's amazing. We have more power than we know. Methylene blue protects dopaminergic neurons, think Parkinson's, against MPTP-induced neurotoxicity by upregulating brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's BDNF. Now, you'll see that many times. That is huge. Parkinson's is one of these devastating illnesses, disease processes affecting so many. I work with people with Parkinson's, several of them, and I would say this is a great add-on to your protocol, because this is another, I call it slap it silly. This is how I always approach everything. We don't just use one thing and lots of it that does one thing with regard to that health condition or disease. We do something that affects each of its vulnerabilities, at least as we understand and know and understand them now. And this would be, whoa, methylene blue easily enters the brain because it enters the cerebral spinal fluid and crosses the blood-brain barrier. There, the blood-brain barrier is there to protect you from evil and toxic things getting into your brain. So when we can use what we call neurotropics, such as magnesium L-threonate, which does also gets into the central nervous system and goes and crosses the blood-brain barrier beautifully. Methylene blue also does this. Another thing is not black currant seed extract, but the black currant extract. And this is something else I have my people using in supplement form who have Parkinson's disease. So really, and the Curans also is the brand name of the black currant. I'm off on another topic right now, but for multiple sclerosis. And though I don't see any particular studies regarding methylene blue and multiple sclerosis, if you follow the logic, and you are increasing mitochondrial function in so many ways, this has to be applicable there as well. All right, so excuse me, methylene blue is known to possess neuroprotective properties by reducing aggregated proteins, augmenting the antioxidant response, and enhancing mitochondrial function and survival in various models of neurodegenerative diseases, unquote. And then quote again, this is the one from the dopaminergic neurons and the brain-derived neurotrophic factor. I got to talk to Joe Mabe about this too. I got to get in touch with him because now Joe Mabe of Hyperbaric Fitness, and many of you have heard me talking with him. Excuse me again. I have a new mic that I can just hit a button when I clear my throat and you can't hear it. But I did not have time. It was delivered on Monday. I have not had time to even take it out of the box to try it out. So that's how busy we are here. But in any case, he first did this hyperbaric chamber simulation of deep sea diving for his mom who has Parkinson's. And he was recently asking me about being able to get Deprenyl, which used to be available but is not now. But it's a nootropic. When we say nootropic, we're talking about brain-enhancing drugs or nutraceuticals. And we're like, where can we get Deprenyl? Well, I looked. My father used to make a really wonderful nootropic gel that we used to call belly jelly. He didn't call it that. It was called brain gel. But it was basically Deprenyl. And it was great for people with brain problems, cognitive issues and, things like we're talking about. And anyway, but I've had Joe on my mind. I just have not taken a second to reach out to him because he would, I know he'd have his mom on this methylene blue like yesterday. So a good reminder for me to contact Joe. And so it says, indicate that pretreatment with methylene blue significantly attenuated MPTP-induced loss of dopaminergic neurons. See, that's what's going on, right? And we need to slow that down. People with Parkinson's, by the time they see the first symptoms, a large percentage of the of those cells in the substantia nigra portion of the brain have been destroyed. So we want to stop that, and we also want to deal with the fact that the brain is plastic, and perhaps even move that in the opposite direction. The sky's the limit if we keep persisting here. But we also found that methylene blue upregulated brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, and activated its downstream signaling pathways, suggesting that BDNF might be a contributor to methylene blue-associated neuroprotection. And when we say downstream, we're looking at BDNF up at the top, and then all of its effects as it cascades down. That's the downstream. So another thing we would say is cholesterol is upstream. And then there's pregnenolone and DHEA further downstream. And then further downstream, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. So cholesterol, yeah. So we have that. And then another one would be sulfur, organic sulfur, and I use MSM for that. Sulfur is upstream, and it affects many things. So then from there, if you're talking about producing collagen, you get glucosamine and chondroitin, and then from there you get collagen, but MSM is upstream. The further upstream we can go, the more influence we have over our bodily systems, the more power we have. So you can take a collagen supplement, and I'm not saying don't do that, but take MSM, right? Because from there you get everything, plus you get all the methylation influence for overall health and your brain and all of that. So that's just an analogy. I love this. Methylene blue and its analogs as antidepressant compounds. So, quote, these disorders are also characterized by mitochondrial dysfunction and redox imbalance. By acting as an alternative electron acceptor donor, methylene blue restores mitochondrial function, improves neuronal energy production, and inhibits the formation of superoxide, effects that may also contribute to its therapeutic activity. A controlled trial of methylene blue in severe depressive illness, and methylene blue at a dose of 15 milligrams a day for a three-week trial appears to be a potent antidepressant, and further clinical evaluation is essential. Well, let me tell you, that's what I take every day. So you dose methylene blue, you take your weight, you multiply it, I mean, you figure out the conversion, and you just go to a pounds to kilogram conversion, convert it to kilograms. Then you take what you weigh in kilograms and multiply it by 0.5. That's because 0.5 is the 0.5 milligrams in one drop of 1% methylene blue that we're taking. So mine came out to 27. So when I read this like 15 milligrams. So I'm just 30 drops is 15 milligrams. So that's really cool. I've used it for a week today. And I mean, I'm not in my 2 ounce bottle. It's almost a 2 ounce bottle. It's 1.63 ounces or something like that. I'm not even down to where, you know, on a dropper bottle where it blossoms out and the body of the bottle begins. I'm not even there. So just figure that out, that this bottle will last me a very long time. You take more the heavier you are to get a therapeutic dose. But this is really cool. This study talking about 15 milligrams a day appears to be a potent antidepressant, and further clinical evaluation is essential, was the conclusion of this paper. excuse me, methylene blue, a possible treatment for manic depressive psychosis. Methylene blue was given to patients who had failed to respond to standard therapies. Of the 19 manic depressives who received oral methylene blue, 14 were judged to show definite improvement. Three patients in whom the diagnosis was uncertain showed no beneficial response. Wow, that's pretty impressive with that percentage. And then a two-year double-blind crossover trial of the prophylactic preventive effect of methylene blue in manic depressive psychosis. This the quote, the results of the present study suggest that methylene blue at a dose of, this is significantly higher. And again, this is being used therapeutically for something quite severe. And we say that this dose that I've been recommending is kind of where you start. It's kind of right where I'll stay, because I think that's like just really appropriate for me. But they used this in conjunction with lithium in bipolar manic depressive patients, reducing the amount of illness by almost half. By almost half. And I wonder what that could do about maybe adding that to a patient who really needs lithium carbonate, high dose lithium carbonate therapy as a drug, what it might do to, because there that comes with side effects, negative side effects, and what that could possibly do to maybe lessen the need for so much medication. These are all exciting. Neuroprotective actions of methylene blue and its derivatives, again, retains its protective activity in vivo models of stroke, Parkinson's disease, and optic neuropathy. And so a client who said, you know, she's got stuff going on with her eyes, but her doctor says it stems from the brain. this is the kind of thing, our senses. So here we go, a quote, MB increases, causes an increase in cellular oxygen consumption and a corresponding decrease in anaerobic glycolysis fermentation in vitro test tube and in living beings. our study demonstrated that methylene blue has a distinct action as an alternative mitochondrial electron transfer carrier and regenerable antioxidant in the mitochondria, and hence may provide neuroprotective effects for various neurological disorders. And that's really interesting too, because antioxidants, generally are not regenerative, and that's one thing we use lipoic acid for, alpha or R lipoic acid for, and that is to regenerate antioxidants such as A, C, and E. Antioxidants, by their own right, most of them create oxidative stress as they're doing their work. Glutathione does not do that. And I would be, I would have to say, just based on what I'm reading here, that methylene blue does not do that. But it helps regenerate. It keeps going. So, and again, methylene blue in the treatment of neuropsychiatric disorders. I mean, how much of this is a problem in our world today? I mean, so many people are being treated for, you know, some state, some form or severity of depression or you know, the various subcategories, anxiety, amazing problem today, and a lot of prescriptions being filled. It says, of interest to psychiatrists, methylene blue has antidepressant, anxiolytic, so that's anxiety reducing, and neuroprotective properties. Long-term use of methylene blue in bipolar disorder led to a better stabilization and a reduction in residual symptoms of the illness. Oh, this is good. Methylene blue exerts a neuroprotective effect against traumatic brain injury by promoting autophagy. We were talking about that. Get rid of the damaged cells. Get them out of there. And inhibiting microglial activation. Sorry. Quote, neurological functional deficits measured using the modified neurological severity score were significantly lower in the acute phase in the methylene blue treated animals, and cerebral lesion volumes in the MB treated animals were significantly lower compared with other groups at all time points. These results indicated that methylene blue exerts a neuroprotective effect by increasing autophagy, decreasing brain edema or swelling, and inhibiting microglial activation. So talk about a concussion, talk about a fractured skull, talk about also something like a stroke. And then alternative mitochondrial electron transfer for the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases and cancers. It says here cancers, including glioblastoma, have increased. That's a brain tumor, one of the brain cancers, have increased glucose uptake and rely on aerobic glycolysis for energy metabolism. The switch of high-efficient oxidative phosphorylation to low-efficient aerobic glycolysis pathway provides macromolecule for biosynthesis and proliferation. Current research indicates that methylene blue, a century-old drug, can receive electron from NADH in the presence of complex 1 and donates its cytochrome C, providing an alternative electron transfer pathway. So this is huge, and that was really complicated. But what I want to say is glioblastoma is difficult to treat because glioblastoma is in the brain. And chemotherapeutic agents have a hard time getting past the blood-brain barrier. So they're not truly very useful. Usually brain tumors are treated with radiation. And then you have to use something like dexamethasone, which is a steroid, prednisone derivative. You've got to use that to keep the brain swelling down because that can be really dangerous. So to have something that can affect cancer in the brain like that is earth-shaking. That's amazing. It says, in summary, there is accumulating evidence providing a proof of concept that enhancement of mitochondrial oxidative phosphorylation via alternative mitochondrial electron transfer may offer protective action against neurodegenerative diseases and inhibit cancer's proliferation. And then look at this. Methylene blue photodynamic therapy induces selective and massive cell death in human breast cancer cells. And this is photodynamic, using the methylene blue in a certain technology This is not taking it orally, but I think we could extrapolate to its anti-cancer effects and certainly no harm there. And I would think preventive inactivation of dengue virus by methylene blue, the measurement of bioreductive capacity of tumor cells using methylene blue. Anyway, goes on and on. So if that doesn't like knock your socks off, I don't know what will. But again, it's super exciting. Just going to move on to IP6. So I work a lot with cancer, as I was saying before. And here, IP6 and plus inositol. IP6 or inositol hexaphosphate. So this is in the B complex whole thing. So we have B1, B2, B3. We have B9, which is folate. We have B12, B6. And then we have things like PABA, which is PABA, parabenzoic acid. I can't say it right off the top of my head. And we have inositol. And so that's what we're talking about here. So it says IP6 or inositol hexaphosphate, an antioxidant found in high fiber foods, may slow down the production of cancer cells, inhibiting cancers such as prostate cancer, brain cancer, and breast cancer by blocking several pathways, including mTOR and P13K-AKT, and stealing essential iron from cancer cells, starving them of growth. It also may improve chemotherapy effectiveness and reduce side effects. So that's huge. That's why people are like, I never recommend iron to people in their multivitamin or as a separate supplement unless they're a menstruating woman or shown to be iron deficient anemia by iron deficiency, because it plays a role in feeding cancer. So this is really kind of cool that it deals with robbing the cells of that. But anyway, researchers, how to stop a cancer feeding. In 2021, researchers from Queen Mary University of London stopped a type of brain cancer, medulloblastoma. There we go, another brain cancer common in children, from feeding. Stopped the brain cancer from feeding. How did they do it? They gave the test animals IP6 found in high fiber foods like bran and whole grain rice alongside a B vitamin called inositol. This had two main effects. It chelated to the iron in the cancer cells. It stole it from the cancer cells, thus stopping them feeding. At the same time, it promoted the P21 and P53 gene power. And I've talked about P53 many times, glutathione raises P53. It is a gene that is tumor suppressive, anti-cancer, as apparently is P21. IP6 also seems capable of increasing AMPK levels, in turn depressing cancer promoters, mTOR and AKT. So IP6 and prostate cancer. In 2010, Dr. So-and-so at University of Colorado Cancer Center found that inositol hexaphosphate, IP6 or phytic acid, a naturally occurring compound in high fiber foods and supplements, could block P13K-AKT, a core cancer pathway, both in petri dishes and in animals with prostate cancer. Gu and his team, that was a doctor, had found a major target to restrict cancer progression. Leader of the Cancer Center's program, blah, 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 said that inositol, a B vitamin, which is found in high fiber foods such as nuts, seeds, grains, lentils, and other legumes, may explain why those people who eat high fiber diets develop less cancers. Right. Very interesting. IP6 is not exactly the same as inositol, although it too is naturally occurring in the same foods. It is an inositol molecule with 6 phosphate groups attached. That's why as a supplement, and you'll see in my newsletter, we use I'm using a product by Integrative Therapeutics called Cellular Forte, and it's IP6 plus inositol. That's what you want if you are using this for cancer. Indeed, some of the best results with arresting cancer progression occurred when the research team used both inositol and IP6 together. One of the best natural sources of IP6 is found in rice bran extract. This was not the first time IP6 had shown benefit with prostate cancer. So-and-so and so-and-so in the same center had shown that oral supplementation of IP6 inhibited cancer growth, progression, and signaling in mice models in a pilot study. IP6 was also shown to target angiogenesis, which is formation of new blood supply to tumors. IP6 and colorectal cancer. The first recorded evidence of IP6 with colon cancer was more than 30 years ago. Since then, Shum Sudden showed that diets containing high, that's an author, you know, researcher, and published a paper, containing high IP6 levels were associated with reduced levels of colon cancer and hypothesized that it entered cells where it was dephosphorylated and inhibited tumor growth. Furthermore, it has been shown that IP6 with inositol has the ability to correct cancer cells so that they revert to a healthy phenotype, along with reduced proliferation and apoptosis in bowel cancer. A review by scientists at Maryland Medical School in 2020 of the actions reports that the antioxidant and immune-boosting actions of IP6 plus inositol finish the colorectal cancer destruction off. it just is like kind of, doesn't it just like blow your mind though, that like you have to hear this like this way and not when you're going to get treated for prostate or colorectal cancer. it says even WebMD, a website from the pharmaceutical companies, is quite clear. Quote, IP6 might help treat and prevent cancer by slowing down the production of cancer cells. It might also bind to certain minerals and decreasing the risk of colorectal cancer. It is an antioxidant. A second study showed that in cells where the P53 gene was deficient, again, I was just talking about that, about 50% of all cancer cells, two controlling genes, P21 and P27, played no role at all, but IP6 still showed its anti-cancer effect. That's with P53 deficient, right? Well, you use your glutathione for that and then use, which my cancer people are, so the B53 isn't deficient, and then use your IP6 and inositol on top of that. In 2016, scientists found that inositol phosphatates were highly complex signaling molecules, and that resultant IP6 kinases played an important cellular regulatory role. It enhances chemotherapy, reduces side effects, just like as does glutathione, high-dose melatonin, IP6, and breast cancer. As long ago as 2003, scientists from Maryland School of Medicine found that IP6 enhances the effects of adriamycin and tamoxifen in breast cancer treatment. If supplements were given before the adriamycin, the drug was more effective. That's chemotherapy. Supplementation of IP6 plus inositol was also capable of working on its own to stop progression. That's what I love. I'd love to hear that. In 2010, the same beneficial result was again found in breast cancer with doxorubicin, that's chemotherapy. In the same study, breast cancer patients having chemotherapy reported that a greatly improved quality of life during treatment. There was no change to red cells and white cells, and platelets were higher in the group supplementing with IP6. IP6 and liver cancer. As long ago as 1995 to 98, researchers at Maryland University had shown that IP6 could block the growth of liver cancer cells in the laboratory. They then set out to see if they could achieve the same results in vivo, taking nude mice. In one study, they treated human liver cancer. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but I nearly jumped out of my skin when she said 90 seconds. You get the idea. It reduces fat levels, insulin and leptin levels. There you go. Want to lose some weight? IP6 plus inositol. And you can see it there on my website, how to dose that. And I think I've kind of come to the end. In my newsletter, I do have some information about allergies. 60 seconds. So we have 60 seconds. My allergy, the patches, ABCentrics. I noticed the tree pollen Monday night, and I put on one of those patches, and it has been much better. That's not why I have to clear my throat. That has nothing. I was talking about sneezing and blowing my nose. And then Allergy Relief Plus just got a new review on that today. So there's help out there. I think these past few days have given us a taste of, oh yeah, this is allergy season. It is here. It is upon us. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I hope you you benefited from this information. Reach out to me if you have any further questions. And I will look forward to reaching out to you with a brand new newsletter on some interesting topic next week. And I'll be back on the air. Thanks for listening. Take care.